just been announced, so you can pre-order it this Friday the 9th, so you'll be able to get online and pre-order it. It will be available Friday week the 16th. Comes in three sizes, 32 gig. They've done away with the 16 gigabyte size, thank God for that. So it comes in 32 gig, 128 gigabyte, and 256 gigabyte size as well.
And how about the colours? How are they looking, Richard?
We're a black now, which looks tremendous, but a jet black, which looks magnificent. Gold, silver, and rose gold as well. We'll also come embossed with a stainless steel Apple logo. If you want the black or the jet black, you better be quick and order it because they will be in short supply. It's water and dust resistant, thank goodness for that. So for those people that drop it in the toilet now, you should be fine.
That's a thing of the past, yeah.
Now, this one is all about the camera as well. So they've really improved the camera on the iPhone 7. It's got a 12-megapixel lens, f1.8, which is actually going to let in 50% more light. More lightly, bigger pixels inside the camera means far better photos in darkened areas. And it's got a thing called a wide colour gamut, which will make the colour really pop out of the screen and out of your photos as well. They've changed the front-facing camera to be 7 megapixels for improved selfies and pumped up the flash on the front. So when you take those selfies, Lee, do you take them?
Do, from time to time, yes.
Yeah, it's all about making sure that's a good picture from the camera. So the camera will look really good. And on the iPhone 7 Plus, they've actually got two 12-megapixel cameras on there as well to have a proper zoom function on there as well. So when I was watching the thing this morning, some of the photos look absolutely magnificent.
So that's the point of difference with this. Now, we heard during the week we'll be saying goodbye to the headphone jack. Is that right?
That is. It is all gone. They said, you know, we can't really fit everything inside it anymore, so that they're what they described as have encouraged to get rid of it. They've gotten rid of that now. They will give you an adapter, and you'll be able to purchase other adapters, which I think are about $10 for the adapter to go on there, but they're going to give you one when you go along and buy it. The iPhone's also got stereo speakers inside now, so not just one speaker, but two speakers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to get things called AirPods, which are like a white earpiece with a little tube that hangs out. I'll put pictures up on my website all about this. You can charge those up for 5 hours. They'll be available late October. And they'll just, you know how, Lee, sometimes you get trouble pairing things with your phone? The iPhone will just know you've got AirPods and will just play all the stuff through that as well.
Isn't that clever? And speaking of long and lasting, one thing we do get a bit confused and sometimes we get a little bit grumpy about is the battery life. And this has got a long battery life?
They are saying it's got two more. You should get an average 2 more hours than the iPhone 6.
Okay.
As well. So the iPhone 6, I've got to say, is really good. And the 6 S Plus, which I've got, they reckon they're probably another hour on top of it. And I comfortably get a day and a bit out of my phone. So that's really good news about the battery life.
And it's all about speed too. This one comes with speed.
Look, it does. It's 40% faster than the last phone. And if, when they compare it back in time, it's 120 times quicker than the original iPhone as well. So, you know, great speed, but we need the speed to do the stuff for what the camera's about to go along and do. So, all these points are quite good for Apple, I think.
So basically, Apple with the iPhone 7, they're hoping to win back consumers after losing ground to Samsung. All right, so that's what it's all about. That's all the features of iPhone 7. Come on, Richard, your expert advice. Why should we buy one?
Look, I think if you want something to replace the camera, if you've had your phone for 2 years, I always use that two-year thing. So if you had an original iPhone 6 or you're on the iPhone 5, now's the time for you to make that jump and upgrade. 2 years, you really notice a difference, Lee, to come along and grab that new phone. And really, for the camera here, camera manufacturers around the world are going to hate this phone because it does look that good.
Okay, so that's a tick of approval by the sound of that. And what about the Apple Watch?
New Apple Watch is coming out, so it's Series 2. It's got built-in GPS in as well, so you don't have to carry your phone around with you all the time. So for runners out there, it'll be good. And you can go swimming in it for the first time as well. And one of the really interesting things they talked about, because the Apple Watch has a speaker on it, if there's any water inside it, it'll actually get spat out of the speaker, little speaker holes in there. It will be expelled out of it. They partnered up with Nike as well to produce a Nike Apple Watch. that will put messages on your phone that would actually just annoy me to say, hey, are you going for a run today, Richard? No, I'm not.
All right, then. So the iPhone 7, iPhone Plus, we can pre-order it from September 9, and it will be available from September 16, and it comes in those sizes. No more 16 gigabyte, as you did point out. So that's 32, 128, and 256 gig, and it comes in those whole host of colours that you explained as well.
It is. The blacks look really good. But as I said to you before, if you want a black one, you better get in quick and talk to your retailer about it or order it online.